At the White House today, the President and his National Security Council are considering whether to release to the public a videotape of Osama bin Laden. President Bush has seen the tape, so have officials at the Pentagon. They say it directly links bin Laden to the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The White House says this videotape is not what it calls prepackaged propaganda in the style of earlier tapes released by bin Laden himself. This one was apparently shot by an amateur using a handheld camera. Bin Laden is shown talking to an unseen interviewer about the attacks. It was found, U.S. officials won't say how, in a private home in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Officials have said the tape shows bin Laden expressing pleasant surprise that the hijacked jetliners that flew into the World Trade Tower September 11th completely destroyed them. At an event celebrating the lighting of the White House menorah in observance of Hanukkah, President Bush said the tape shows, quote, what a murderer bin Laden is.
He's so evil that he's willing to send young men to commit suicide while he hides in caves. While we celebrate peace and lightness, I fully understand in order to make sure peace and lightness exist in the future, we must bring him to justice, and we will.
The tape has been reviewed by a number of senior officials, but no decision has been reached on its release. In the past, the administration has urged broadcasters not to air previous bin Laden videotapes, partly because they might be used to pass encoded instructions to al-Qaeda sleeper cells in this country, and partly because U.S. officials wanted to deny bin Laden a propaganda platform. Broadcasters have generally complied with the request. This tape, however, would seem to support the U.S. case against bin Laden. Fleischer says the president is trying to balance the desire to share the tape with the American public with the need to protect the sources of the tape.
The president wants to share as much as possible with the country, to be as forthright as possible, and to let people come to their own judgments by seeing things for themselves. The president also wants to make certain that the ability to see things in the future is in no way impaired as a result of sharing something now. So this is, just as I said, the president understands that balance, and his security people are taking a look, crossing T's and dotting I's, to make certain that if it were released, there would be no security implications.
Yesterday, Vice President Dick Cheney said the tape leaves no doubt bin Laden's responsibility for the September 11th attack. Officials have said the tape indicates bin Laden had specific advance knowledge of the time, method, and location of the attacks. U.S. officials have long maintained bin Laden's responsibility, but have never made their evidence public, citing concern for compromising intelligence sources. Many in the Muslim world have expressed doubts about bin Laden's culpability. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz says he has believed bin Laden was behind the attacks since September 12th, and he harshly condemned what he saw in the latest tape.
I've seen it. I think my characterization of it was disgusting, and I think I'll stick with that characterization. I think, of course, I'm assuming that since I didn't understand the original Arabic, I'm assuming the translation that was given to me was correct, and the body language that I saw really was just disgusting. I mean, that people would take delight in having killed innocent civilians is horrible.
The administration is expected to decide whether to release the bin Laden tape within the next day or two. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.